Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. God bless you and welcome to a kingdom call, because it is truly kingdom time in the city. And we are excited that you have joined us by phone, by logging in, whatever your method is of connecting. We are excited that you have connected with us on tonight. It is Wednesday, hump day, hallelujah. The time that we take a pause in the middle of a week and go to the filling station, hallelujah, and get a indwelling, infilling, a fill-up, if you would, in the Holy Ghost, amen, to finish this week out. Amen. I'm excited about the midday, the midweek, where I can pull in, pause, settle myself, amen, get into the Word of God, receive from God, connect with the saints, amen, and receive what I need to keep me running the race that is before us. And so I'm excited about Wednesday. I'm excited about this Blog Talk, a kingdom call. And I am even more excited about this awesome teaching that God has been, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, has been teaching us about being prepared for war, being dressed, amen, being courageous, amen, being ready, hallelujah, by putting on the full armor of God. So take a moment, email, text, pause and call someone and invite them to join us on this Blog Talk Radio, A Kingdom Call. They will be tremendously blessed. They will receive a powerful word from God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are excited. We are rejoicing. And we are moving forward in it. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. As we move forward in this hour of power. Amen. As we continue to learn, hallelujah, about the armor, hallelujah, the armor of God, our spiritual warfare, our spiritual weapons that God and Apostle Paul has been teaching us and learning why it is important that we learn it, we know what it do, and not just know what each piece do, but to apply each piece of the armor on. So to God be the glory. I am excited. And we appreciate our listeners for taking the time to dial in, taking the time to log on. You are important to us. You are precious. We love you. We need you. Continue to connect and share and invite others to join in as well. And so, before we go any further, because we are a kingdom ministry and God is giving us great ministry events to do, great ministry assignments, I want to take a moment to allow Sister Monica to come on in and share that with you. So before she comes, I ask that you would grab your pencil, grab your calendar, get your tablet, your iPhone, whatever you store your important events in. These would be important, and we would want you to log these announcements in that you could be a part of the great work that the Lord is doing with us. Amen. I am Elder Jordan, and this is A Kingdom Call. Sister Monica, are you there?
Good evening, everyone. We hope that you are having an awesome week. This is what I have for you tonight. The International Intercessory Prayer Network meets each Monday at 9:30 for the Kingdom Call. This is an open prayer line. Anyone is welcome to call in and join us for prayer. This is at 218-936-6142. And the code is 772-937. Again, it's every Monday at 9:30, and we would love to have you on the prayer line. Also, Elder Jordan and her team ministers every third Sunday evening, and from what we understand, there were numerous ladies who gave their lives to the Lord on last Sunday. So we are excited about that. Amen. And we have our Laughter, Love, to Life every fourth Friday, beginning at 7 o'clock to 9:30. From 7 to 7:30 will be Chat and Eat, and that's at 3213 I-30 in the Business Park, 3213 I-30 in the Business Park, and that's Mesquite, Texas, 75150. If you need additional information, you may call 972-741-8207 or 214-755-4617. You don't want to miss this event.
Amen.
Coming up in April, we will have our Resurrection Crusade, and that's April 17th through the 19th. and that will be on the corner of South Boulevard and Colonial. That's in South Dallas. South Boulevard and Colonial, April 17th through 9th. If anyone desires to volunteer or to make any type of donation, whether it's food or clothes or monetary donations, please get with Elder Jordan for as to how you need to do that. We are looking for awesome time in the Lord. We're expecting souls to be saved, and we're expecting God to do something awesome in the South Dallas area. Amen?
Amen.
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 Also, and also for our crusade, we will go out evangelizing and passing out flyers on April the 4th and the 11th, and that will be at 11 a.m. We will meet at 1709 Martin Luther King Boulevard. That's 1709 Martin Luther King Boulevard, and that's at 11 a.m. to go evangelize for the event.
Amen.
In May, we will have our National Day of Prayer, and also keep listening for more details on Focus on the Family. Coming up in July, we have our Prayer Watch, and that will be July 17th from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Changing Directions Christian Center in DeSoto, Texas. And we'll have more information for you on that as well. Please join Elder Jordan on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Feel free to like us, send an encouraging word on any one of those social media. Also, if you would like to make donations, you may do so two ways. You may send your donations to Linda Jordan Ministries at P.O. Box 852-501 in Mesquite, Texas, 75185, or you may do so through PayPal at LindaJordanMinistries.com. PayPal also deducts a 3% processing fee, so please keep that in mind when making your donations. Also, if you have any questions, and also please send your prayer requests when you make your donation. You may also send a prayer request on the website, LindaJordanMinistries.com. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you, Sister Monica, for those announcements. As you can tell from hearing the announcement, God is moving us into kingdom work. Hallelujah. We are excited about it, and that's why we have to be dressed for war. Hallelujah. Because we are out here on the battlefield, in the trenches. And so this study is most important in being prepared for where God is sending us. But the announcements were great. I'm excited about the Resurrection Crusade. Hallelujah. You do know that Easter is next month. And while we're celebrating the resurrected Savior, we want to go out and resurrect some souls, dead men walking, amen? And we want to bring them into the kingdom, into the family of Jesus Christ. So please mark your calendars. That is April the 17th through the 19th. And we will be serving dinner each night. We will be going out prior to that, as she stated, evangelizing, and join us. Be about the Father's business. He told us to be fishers of men. Amen. This is not a church thing. This is a God thing. This is a kingdom thing. And so I ask you all to just join in with us and help us be a part of what God is calling us to do. And in our studies, we are on social media, as she has mentioned, and hashtag prepared for war. And let me know that you are listening and you have received something. Like us and send us something on Facebook to encourage us as we continue this branch of ministry for the kingdom of God. Amen. Now, whatever you would like to do, we're needing all types of support for this awesome outreach. Please start praying. I know we have a lot of warriors, a lot of intercessors, and I know that you understand when we have a mindset to go after the souls, the enemy immediately raises antennas and send out his imps, as we have been studying, send out his imps to put a stop, to put a halt, to put an end to what God has called us to do, to hinder those who need to be there and to trip up those who have been assigned to move the work forward. But we bind the enemy, amen, and we plead the blood of Jesus over this kingdom call and over this resurrection crusade. And we say that every lost soul in the South Dallas area will be drawn to the light, where we will be set, where we will be on South Boulevard and Colonial, and we decree and we declare that the souls, hallelujah, are coming in to the family of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen.
Good. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we are excited about it. And I want to welcome my live listeners. I have a live audience tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for chiming in and being there. It is important, you know, to have support. Amen. And to have people with you that you know they're with you, and you see that they're with you, and you even hear that they're with you. So I thank God for the listening audience, the live audience tonight, joining me by radio on this kingdom call. Sister Monica had mentioned souls being added to the kingdom, as we were and are every third Sunday at Lusteric Jail. We will, before we end the broadcast tonight, we will be praying for the many prayer requests that we have. So we're going to end our teaching a little earlier so we can really bring these prayer requests, as well as some other requests that I received today. We want to bring them before the Lord, as we have intercessors, hallelujah, with us tonight, that we will intercede in prayer for these requests. And as she mentioned, if you have a prayer request, send it in, email it, text it, get it to us, and we will stand with you, believing God for that answer. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to get ready to go to our study tonight. Hallelujah. Again, we are excited for those who have joined in with us. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And we have been talking and studying and praying and seeking the Lord on our spiritual armor. Amen. And Paul has been so awesome. The Apostle Paul has been so awesome in giving us revelation and insight with the Holy Spirit on the importance, hallelujah, of being dressed, hallelujah, and not only being dressed, but why we need to be dressed, huh? It's one thing to get dressed, but it's even better to know why. Come on here.
Why?
You need to be dressed. And when you come to understand why you need to have a thing, you'll be more quicker, you'll be more conscious, you'll be more steadfast in being dressed when you understand why. Amen?
And so Apostle Paul has just really helped us, glory to God, to understand the importance of why we need to be dressed. And just in case you have missed joining us on the previous broadcast, they are archived, amen? And you can go back and listen if you missed, so you can be caught up on the progression, hallelujah, of this spiritual armor that God has called us to put on, amen? And you would just go to the Blog Talk Radio .com/Granny's Place, and then look for a kingdom call. You probably need to scroll down, I believe, and then you'll see a kingdom call, and you would see the previous broadcast and have an opportunity to listen so that you will have the same teaching studies, so you will be with us and understand where we're going. Amen. But this the last time that we met, hallelujah, just in a quick review, we had not to the first, but I'm talking about just this last one, where we began to talk about dealing with the armor and the equipment and the importance of the equipment, and remembering that it is a battle, amen? And we talked about the battle not being with one another, not being with our coworkers, not being even with our enemies, our haters, amen? That this is a spiritual power that is released by the enemy, amen? And the devil seeks out ones that he could use to control them with this spirit, amen? And most of the time we kind of find out that the people that are used by the enemy is not even aware that they've opened themselves up to the enemy. So when we are, you know, going back and forth with that natural person and we're battling with them, you are wasting your time. You're not gaining anything. You're just bringing more hardship to that relationship, because you're fighting the wrong person, amen? And as we studied last week, we were reminded of the wiles, come on, of the devil, the wiles of the enemy, amen? Now, we had talked about, you know, all of the names that Satan uses, what we can describe him as, to help us, and that helped us to understand this slew-footed devil that comes against us. He comes in so many different forms, y'all, that we have to know. We just have to know all of the ways that he can come. And we talked about, which is really stuck with me, because, you know, it fools even the believers. Remember, we talked about him being an angel of light. in Second Chronicles, he disguises himself as an angel and causes us to go lean to him and to follow him, because we think that it's the spirit of light, but it's really an angel of darkness describing himself. And that's why we talked about the wiles of the enemy, amen? And last week we talked about that being that cunning spirit and that crafty spirit and that deceiving spirit that the enemy uses.
And so because of the wiles of the devil and how he uses them so cleverly, we cannot afford to be ignorant of his devices. Amen. And Second Chronicles reminds us of that. Second Chronicles 2 and 11. But I want to, as our text that we are studying from is from Ephesians, and that's the 6th chapter, and we started at the 10th verse, and I'll begin to read that just to give you the summation of what we're going to be discussing today. And it begins at the 10th verse in Ephesians 6. And minds read a little differently. It says, it may from yours. It says, a final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood or enemies, or we are not wrestling against flesh and blood of enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. See? It's, we don't even see this. Come on now. That we're battling against. It's in the unseen world. That's why it's a spiritual battle. Amen? Against the mighty powers in this dark world and against evil spirits in the heavenly. Therefore, put on each and every piece. It didn't say one piece. It says put on every, each of God's armor, each piece, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. Amen. And we're going to stop right there. Putting on the belt of truth. Come on. Glory to God. And the body armor. Come on. Of God's righteousness. Hallelujah. And when Paul was writing this, it's so, you know, I mean, it's very plain and clear, and I just love how it's, you know, it's plain and it's clear for us to really grab this and understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. We talked about it last time. We have the principalities. We have the rulers of darkness. We have the lower ranking demons, and they are all working against the believers. Amen. Remember, we talked about how they do not give up, how they do not, they don't sleep like the believers. They don't get tired. They just, when they have done their assignment, they go to Satan, because remember we had talked about that he's not in every place at all times, because he is not God. Only God is everywhere at the same time. So we wonder then, how in the world can Satan, who is not everywhere at the same time, can do all of the damage that he does to the believers? And we found out that it was because of all of his secret agents. Remember, we talked about that. I call them his secret agents that he has capitalized and has recruited, and they are sold out. If we as believers were sold out to the kingdom of God like these demons are, these imps, then they would not get as much victory as they do in our lives if we were as relentless as they are, because they don't retreat. They stay until the assignment is done, and then they go back to the enemy and get the next assignment, and then they are going back. Remember when we say, if you're not in a storm, just hold on, because you're getting ready to come. You just came out, but if you just hold on, you'll have one hitting you before long. And that is because the enemy never stops going after the believers. He never stops going after the saints. He's always lurking, seeking who he can devour. Amen? And that is why we have to be completely and fully dressed. That is why we need to that's one of the reasons, because he seeks to devour. Amen? The Bible also tells us that the enemy not only comes to steal, but he comes to kill. Why do you need to be dressed with your armor on? Because the devil wants to kill you. And that's killing you and taking you out. Amen? Is anybody with me? Hallelujah. He wants to kill the believers, to keep us from being about the Father's business, going out, witnessing, preaching the gospel, extending Christ to those that are seeking deep in sin. He wants to stop that. That's why we have to have on the full armor, not one piece, but every piece of God's armor. We have to be completely dressed. Is anybody with me tonight? Hallelujah. Yeah. So as we begin to look at this and break down that scripture and that passage, Paul tells us to take up the full armor of God. Amen? So I look at that. Amen? And that take up, amen, take up. In the Greek, it means to receive. That's easy. Just receive it. Just receive the whole armor of God. Amen. It's not hard. Okay. It's a gift. You can just receive it. Just take it. I'm giving you the armor. I'm giving you what you need to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Y'all don't hear me. Come on here. It is by faith, and all you have to do is just receive it. I need you to take on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. And it says, the armor of God. Okay, I looked at that. Amen. And what is of God? The Greek says, of God is actually, it comes out of God in the Greek. The armor, glory to God, that comes out of God. Hallelujah. So the only way that we could receive out of God, hallelujah, is if we are walking, come on, with him. If we are in a relationship with him. And that reminded me of John 15:4. Glory to God. It said, if you remain in me, come on. If you remain in me and I in you, that's relationship right there. That's relationship. Amen. Then you could receive easily. You can receive without, you know, having to work hard at it, the armor of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so as I went back and and studied a little bit on this awesome revelation of the word that Apostle Paul has shared with us about this armor. I was studying and talked about his time of imprisonment, because you have to wonder where he came up with the whole idea of using the armor, because it's a military term, and it's a military illustration and a military allusion, you know, to see, to help us to see in the natural, to be able to relate into the spirit. And so I thought, okay, then when I study and see where he was, come on now, when he began to do all of this, it was from the time that he was in prison in Rome for those years he was with the Roman soldiers. And they had to have made a great impression on him, because it just seems as though he really studied this thing. Amen? And he saw the soldiers, and the soldiers had on the armor. And they had enough of this armor to be covered in war, in battle. And so in learning each piece, this is Paul, the Apostle Paul, in learning each piece that the Roman soldiers had, he understood that in natural, so spiritual, and the purpose of each piece to help us to understand the importance of not going out undressed spiritually. Amen. So it's like God had showed him, or he envisioned it, he dreamed about it. I'm not sure how he came up with this great revelation, but it all related to the spiritual war that believers go through, that he saw the Roman soldiers go through in the natural. Isn't that awesome? Mm. And it tells me that the Roman soldiers required physical armor to fight. They required it, and it makes sense. You never go out. Our soldiers do not go out in battle without their armor. It is required, saints. Amen. It's required in the natural. If any of our listeners have family members that are in the Army, that are in the Air Force, that are in the Navy, that are in the armed service, they have armor, glory to God, that they are required. Come on now. They are required to wear. And same is so for us. Required means that it is absolutely necessary. Now, you cannot be without it. Come on. It's required. So if it's required in the natural, and it very much so is, you can't go out trying to defend your country, defend your family, defend anyone when you are not properly dressed. You can't go out and teach if you're not properly learned. You can't do anything. Right. It is required that you are ready. Amen? And so it's required that they, in the natural, the Roman soldiers, our military soldiers are required to be dressed. Guess what? Come on now. It is absolutely, positively, 100% necessary, saints, for us as believers, talking about the armor of God, to be dressed with not a piece, as Paul told us, but every piece of armor, come on, for us to be completely covered and successful in the battle.
We are in a battle. We have to stand. We have to fight. We have to be ready with all that we have to let the enemy know, here I am. I'm not, as they say, scared. I'm not running and I'm not tucking my tail. I'm standing and I will not be moved. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, this is so important. As we look at the armor, see, don't get it twisted. Just because you can't see this in with your natural eye, that it is not important for us to rise and put on the armor, put on each piece that God has given us as believers. It's important that we do not take this lightly. As God is teaching us, as the Holy Spirit is revealing to us, we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. The scripture says, as we dress for the army, dress for war, putting on the army, we are able to resist the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And after the battle, come on now, after the battle, we are still standing. Come on now. We are still standing. We need to be standing because if God be for us, who in the world can be against us? But we have to be properly dressed. We have to be properly covered. And we have to know what each piece means and how each piece works. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to... we're going to talk next time about the pieces of the armor, amen, so that the first piece is the belt of truth, amen. So we will we will talk about that piece of armor and why it is important, hallelujah. Why it is important for us to use it, amen, so that we understand, so that we understand, hallelujah, what we are putting on, hallelujah, what we are putting on, amen. The Roman soldiers used the belt, amen, and they used that belt to hold the sword in. But I don't want to take away from our time of intercession now. Hallelujah. We want to allow the Holy Spirit to pray through us as we lift up the prayer request that has been given. Amen. So we pray that you will be with us next week as we pick it up on the first piece, hallelujah, that Paul talks about and why he chose the belt to be the first piece of the armor. Amen. We are excited about what God is what the Holy Spirit is teaching us with this armor, hallelujah, and being dressed and being prepared. Amen. I do want to take a moment to see if there are any more prayer requests before we enter into a prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Any prayer requests? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. My intercessor's on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we have, these are some of the prayer requests from the Lusteric Jail. We had seven, hallelujah, we had seven women give their lives to the Lord for the first time, amen, being added to the kingdom. And so we want to pray for them because we know that the fight is on, hallelujah, for them. But if they stay connected to the vine, if they stay plugged in and renew their mind, which is what we shared with them, that they're covered. Amen. And that name was hallelujah. Amanda and Mandy and Amber, hallelujah, Donna, Erica, hallelujah, Nicole, hallelujah. Erica, hallelujah. Melissa, amen. We have lifted those names up before the Lord, hallelujah. And we have several of the ladies that have prayer requests that we can't read them all, but we have already release them in our prayer room on Monday night, and we're going to lift them up again tonight. Hallelujah. And then we also have that's on our list tonight that we want to cover in prayer for total and complete healing. We have Sean McGee, we have Tiffany Fagans, we have Gilda Elkles, and we have Sheila Roberts. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. And we believe God. We just believe God. We believe God. Where two or three are gathered together on one accord in the name of Jesus, that he hears and answers our prayers as he has promised us that he would. He died for our sin. He died for our sickness. He died for our disease, and by his stripes, we can choose to walk in by faith, complete and total healing. So we join our faith, hallelujah, we join our faith tonight in the room as we have lifted up the request before the Lord. And I also want to add tonight our Block Talk listeners. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, God is able. Whatever it is you're going through, God has the answer. So lean not to your own understanding. Just continue to acknowledge him and allow him to direct your path. He is a God who hears, hallelujah, and answers our prayers, hallelujah. So, Father, tonight, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come to you thanking you for being God, thanking you for being in control, thanking you for being the author and the finish of our faith, thanking you for being the great I am, thanking you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you that there's nothing like you, Lord God, and we can come to you any time of the day, that you are a very present help, hallelujah, in the time of need, my God. And Father, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that you did tell us that we could come in the name of Yeshua, in the name of your Son, Lord God, and ask. And whatever it is, according to your word, according to your will, according to your purpose, Father, it is your will that we be in good health, Lord God. It is your will that we prosper. It is your will that we become overcomers. It is your will, Father, for us to walk this thing out by faith, Father. So, God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, we come, Father, lifting up, oh, God, the ladies that accepted you by faith, my God, as Lord, as Savior of their lives. We cover them, the new believers, the babes in Christ that took a leap of faith and turned from their wicked ways and sought you and received you as their Savior. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to build a fence around them. We ask you to keep them in all of their ways. We ask you to put the right people around their path. We ask you, God, oh God, to open up doors that no man could close and meet their needs and answer their prayers. And, oh God, continue to encourage them to stay connected to the vine, my God. Father, we pray for the rest of the ladies there that gave their requests, some struggling with addiction, some concerned about their loved one, some worried about the verdict, some concerned about the judge and the lawyers not doing what they could do. But God, we cast their cares on you tonight, Lord God. And we ask you to do what man cannot do, Lord God. We ask you, Father, to intervene one by one on each one of these ladies' requests, God. We thank you that the ladies acknowledge you as Lord. Ladies recognize you to be the great one, Lord God. And so, Father, we thank you tonight as we cover these women, Lord God. And we ask you to open up doors, Lord God. We ask you to close doors, God, that need to be closed. We ask you, God, to break the chains, my God. Oh, God, so many of them struggling with strong addiction. Oh, God, being hooked for many, many years, Lord God. But God, we've come to learn that there's nothing too hard for you, God. We've come to learn that you can do the impossible, Lord God. So God, we come standing in the gap for these ladies who are broken, these women who are hurting, these women who are despondent, Lord God, that are seeking and reaching, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask, God, that you would answer their prayers, oh, God. Oh, God, let them know that you're just a prayer away, God. And why you have them, oh, God, snatched away in a quiet place, that you get their attention totally, God. You speak, you minister, you uproot, you pull it out, God, all of the stench, all of the filth, all of, oh God, the poison and the toxins from this old sinful dark world that they've lived in, Lord God, and set them free. Keep them free, Lord God. Oh God, put the right people when the jail cells swing open, God. Oh God, let them continue to run after you. Let them continue to reach for you. Let them continue to cry out to you, not just while they're in a place, oh God, of confinement, my Father, but when the jail cells swing open, Lord God, call them to keep running to you, Father. Oh God, and we just thank you that you put the right people and you direct them, oh God, where they could stay connected and plugged in. Oh God, walking in victory, being a great witness and a testimony of the powerful God that they have surrendered their life to. Father, tonight, God, we thank you, Father. Oh, God, for those that we have lifted up to you that is sick in their bodies. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that is going through, Lord God. Oh, God, in their bodies. Father, we know you to be the healer. Hallelujah. We know you, oh, God, to be the mind regulator, oh, God. We know you to be the bomb in Gilead. God, we know you to be the great and the masterful physician. And, God, we call on you tonight as we stand in the gap, oh, God, for our sisters and brothers, oh, God, that have, oh, God, submitted requests.
Lord God, those that cannot cry out for themselves right now because they're racking in pain, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, allow your healing virtue to flow tonight, God. From the crown of their head, Lord God, to the bottom of their feet, Lord God. Oh, God, let them feel the healing, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to touch now, God. We thank you, Father, that thy will be done on earth, my God, as it is in heaven. We know that there is no sickness in heaven. Let it be done on earth, Lord God. We ask for new body parts, oh, God, for whatever is deteriorating, my God, for whatever is not functioning properly, Lord God. Father, we ask for new body parts, Lord God. We ask you to go in, my Father, and do a spiritual surgery. Even now, God, Mary said, Sarah said, is there anything too hard for God? Nothing is too hard for you, God. So, God, we join our faith tonight, and we believe you to touch now, oh, God, to raise them up off that sick bed, Lord God, dealing, Lord God, with cancer, dry up in the name of Jesus, dealing with tumors, dry up, in the name of Jesus, dealing with mental illness, dry up, be healed in the name of Jesus. We bind bipolar. We come against schizophrenia. We say you bow to the name of Jesus and go back to the dry places in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those with heart conditions tonight. We pray for those with high blood pressure. We bind strokes in the name of Yeshua, Lord God. We come against, Lord God, anything that causes us to not to function in the totality of which you created this body. Line up. Line up in the name of Jesus. Body, line up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Lord God, for those that are seeking employment, God. Those that are looking to care for their families, Lord God. Oh, God, those that are looking to be responsible for their obligations and responsibility. God, we ask that you would, oh, God, open that door of opportunity, oh, God, for a job. Let them, oh, God, create a job for them, Lord God. Your people, Lord God, seeking you, oh, God, for increase. We ask that you would bring it forth, for you own a thousand here, God. All the silver and gold belongs to you, oh, God. And so we thank you that the wealth of the righteous has been, the wealth of the wicked has been stored up for the righteous. And we thank you that we're in our season right now, hallelujah, to receive. So, God, we call forth the harvest. We call the harvest, oh, God, in the name of Jesus to come forth. And we thank you tonight, Lord God, for debt cancellation. We thank you tonight for hospital bills being canceled out. We thank you tonight, my Father, for college loans to be canceled out. Zero balance in the name of Jesus. Is there anything too hard for you, God? Nothing is too hard. We pray, oh God, for mortgage balances to be zero, hallelujah, cardinal zero, God, that we will have more to give to the kingdom. Father, we thank you, Father, oh God, for blessing us over in abundance in meeting our needs. Father, we pray tonight, oh God, for every bishop, every pastor, every apostle, every evangelist, every, oh God, a missionary that is on the battlefield preaching and teaching the gospel, we lift them up to you tonight, God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. We release a hedge of protection around them and their families for them to stay flat-footed, not to compromise, not to bow to Baal. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the body of Christ.
Christ. We thank you and we decree that the pulpit is holy. The pulpit is righteous because you are righteous. You are calling us to holiness. God, we pray for our families and we pray for the singles and we pray for marriages. We pray that you would keep us. We pray that you cover us. Lord God, that we, oh God, stand against all odds. Father, we, oh God, lift up our teenagers. Our young adults, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you keep them. Our armed forces, Lord God, that you protect them. Our governmental system, oh God, that you protect, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you tonight, oh God, for Jerusalem. And we thank you, oh God, for Israel. We thank you for that one new man, Lord God, that the Jews and the Gentiles will be able to worship together in unity, Lord God. Father, we thank you tonight for all that you have done, Lord God. And we give your name the praise and we glorify you. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for your son. Father, how we love you, how we adore you. Lord, we can't do anything without you, Lord. We thank you tonight. Father, let these prayers that we have stood in the gap, Lord God, for your people, Father, that they see your manifestation, that they walk in victory, that they receive their complete and total healing. And God will be so careful to give you all the glory, to give you all of the honor that you are so worthy of. We thank you tonight, and it is your servant's prayer. We offer it all. In the righteous name of the God we serve,
in the name of
in Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for joining us in prayer. Thank you for joining us for this kingdom call. Are you prepared? Amen. We want to be prepared and dressed with the full armor of God. This is Elder Jordan. We'll be back here at 9:30 Central Standard Time on Block Talk Radio. And we look to connect with you then. Pray ye for one another and put on the full armor of God. We love you. God bless you. And may his face continue to shine upon you. That is my prayer.